Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast devoted to reminding us all of the good news of Jesus, that God loves us and likes us, that we're reconciled through a relationship with Him, and that we have the Holy Spirit comforts us and indwells us. In Acts chapter 18, it says this: "After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome, and he went to see them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks." And that may or may not sound interesting to you, especially joined with the statement that working together is a way of building and doing and growing community. But it gets better. In verse 24, it says, "Now a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately." And so it's not only that working together builds community, and that Paul and Priscilla and Aquila became friends. It's also that that friendship served the kingdom. Because then when Apollos began teaching, and Priscilla and Aquila probably grew under his teaching and realized some things he was missing, they invited him over for dinner, and they did that kind of community. And the point is not only that serving together or working together is community, but there are a lot of kinds of community, and we frankly need more than one place to talk with other followers of Jesus, to pray with them, to consider the scriptures, the different materials, putting them together. They had to stop the community time to sell the tents, I assume. Must have been pretty handy to have Paul on all these trips. If the tent breaks, you got a guy who can fix the tent. I have needed that sometime in the past. And they became better friends, and friendship is such a cornerstone of ministry and life and how the kingdom expands through followers of Jesus who are in community with one another. And so I feel like we're always asking people to do stuff around the church, and that's because it's a relatively large property, and we have 160 members, and like every single organization in the world, we have limits. In this past couple of weeks, around 30 different people have volunteered at our youth director's house before he and his wife and baby son move in. And what's cool about it is not just the work getting done, but the community that's either beginning, people have met each other there, and then they see each other in church, and they suddenly have more to talk about, and they're not just getting to know one another for the first time. And then old friends have come, and they've chosen to work together all day. And you see the serving together, building and enriching and helping community. I have a weird confession. I kind of like helping people move, because it's one time in a person's life where they really need some people to do what they're going to do, unless they're going to simply pay for it. And I kind of like it. I like to go over for 2 hours and sweat and actually help someone. Sometimes we think we want to help. I don't know how much you want to help. I want to help a lot. People are wired differently. And when I help someone move, I know that it matters, that the box is no longer in that house. Now it's in that house. The reminder is not about moving. The reminder is not about church work days. The encouragement and the reminder is that working together is a fantastic way to begin and build and grow and nurture community. Because what we end up talking about is the gospel of Jesus, which is good news that changes everything, which is true and encouraging and makes us better friends. That's it for 5 More Minutes this week. I hope you're encouraged in the gospel of Jesus and in the fact that working together, serving alongside one another like Paul and Priscilla and Aquila did, is a good way to foster and build and cultivate and nurture friendship.